Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Delaware is pondering whether to allow students to, quote, pick their race and gender. That's right, race and gender, and then hide this from their parents. Silly as it sounds, this is what's happening in some of our schools. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, all students enrolled in a Delaware public school may self-identify gender or race. That's according to Regulation 225. It says that this information will be maintained in official records, but the parents don't have to know about it, and that if your child is a or your trans race or transgender, then you will find support in the school. Unbelievable, Matt. So now they're contemplating that you can pick your gender and your race. We knew that before we said, you know, you can't choose your race, you're born with it, that if you can so-called choose your gender, then you could choose your race, as ridiculous that as that is. Now they're actually saying, yeah, you can do that, you can choose your gender, and you can choose your race.
Well, of course they are. You have to go there. Once you say that you can subjectively redefine an objective biological fact, well, if you're male and you say, I'm going to define myself as female, well, if you're white and you say you're going to define yourself as black, what's the difference? There is no difference. For that matter, the next step should be you can define your own species. I mean, if you want to run in the, you know, in the Kentucky Derby, who are they to say that you're not a thoroughbred, you know, and boy, it's discrimination and offensive to say you're not a thoroughbred and allow you to race in the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's how ridiculous
this
is.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a boy, some schools are allowing them to run for prom queen. I mean, it's just as ridiculous as that. Here, the school may request permission, according to this proposal, from the parent or legal guardian of the minor about the self-identification of gender or race. But they also need to assess whether or not the parent or parents or legal guardian knows about it or supports it. And if there's opposition and the minor wants to keep it secret, then they're going to keep it secret. So they can call this little girl a boy or the little white girl an African-American boy. I mean, how crazy is this, Holly?
I don't know whether to laugh or cry or scream or all of the above. You know, and you're also talking about athletics here. If, you know, a boy decides that he identifies as a girl, then he can play on the girls' team or vice versa. And that's absurd because you have, you know, there's reasons why you have segregation as far as gender on athletic teams. You have boys playing with boys and girls playing with girls. Now you're starting to mix that. And then they take trips and they'll be sleeping in the same rooms and showering in the same showers. I mean, it just gets crazy.
Yeah, the regulation will require the schools to allow the students to play on any sports team regardless of sex. So now you have the wrestling team and the girls want to play on that, or the boys want to play on the girls' softball team.
I can imagine.
It's unbelievable that you would have this kind of thing taking place. They can go to the same shower. So, you know, when I was in high school, you know, obviously, you know, you don't want girls in the boys' locker room. You don't want boys going to shower completely undressed in the girls' locker room. These showers are like open facilities. And here you're going to have boys be allowed to go into the girls' locker room and shower room. But, you know, it's even more crazy. What this does to objective reality is it throws it out the window. You know, what it does also is, I guess it does away with affirmative action, Matt, because,
yeah, right.
You know, people that have maybe people ought to applaud that are opposed to affirmative action. You know, you no longer have affirmative action.
No.
Someone can say, oh, I want to be accepted to your school. Oh, what's the minority category that you're looking for now? Oh, it's African American, transgender, you know, whatever it might be. Okay, well, then that's what I am. That's how I want to identify.
Yeah, so a blonde Swedish boy, you know, a towhead, decides that he's going to identify as a she and an African-American she, and then take that into his college experience and apply the same. Well, then shouldn't he get affirmative action? Who's to say this blonde Swedish towhead is not an African-American?
Well, you know, what you have is some months ago, you remember you had this woman, she was white, and she identified as African-American.
Mm. And Rachel Dozal.
Rachel, yeah. And so what this does is it just blows away any categories of human differences in terms of we're all part of one race, but you're male or female, your ethnicity, your race is based on what you are at birth. You don't change that. You don't change becoming a Hispanic when you're Asian. Or vice versa. I mean, you know, how do you even comment on stories like this? Because it's absolutely absurd.
It's an attack on God. What
exactly.
It is, it's
directly
the hubris of
it's
the hubris of humanity. This is who I am. I'm going to define myself as something other than what God intended for me. It's shaking your fist at God and saying, no, I'm going to disavow your creation, me, and say I'm going to be something else. And also, Matt, this is a gross affront to parental rights. That unconscionable act here and proposal gets kind of lost in the mix because it's such an absurd topic, but this is an attack on parental rights as well.
Oh yeah, it's an attack on parental rights. It's absolutely damaging and destructive to these young people where they put in their minds that you can choose your gender and your race now. Well, this is a proposal in Delaware. Here's a 14-year-old, a former so-called trans girl, says that she reveals the dangers of transgenderism. It's a 14-year-old girl who began to decide that she didn't like her body and she wanted to become a boy. She now is speaking out about the dangers of so-called transgenderism, particularly for young people. Her name is Noor Jantri, N-O-O-R, Jantri. She tells her story in an interview and she shares her journey of wanting to be a boy. She was dissatisfied with it. She thought that being masculine would be safe. She felt that she did not want to be in her body. She didn't like her body. She felt that her body wasn't hers. She wanted a different one. And she ultimately decided she wanted to be something that she's not. She wanted to be a boy. She ultimately changed. There's a long interview. We don't have time to go into it, but now she is warning people, don't go down this road. There's nothing wrong with your body, she says, to be straightforward. You will never be male. If you're a female, you will never be male. You will never have a Y chromosome. You will never have other male genitalia. So stop hurting yourself, she says. Not wanting to be female doesn't mean you're really male. Not wanting to be female, this is a deeper issue that you need to deal with. You can't deal with it by mutilating your body on the outside and taking hormones to try to affect other kind of characteristics of your body on the inside.
And, you know, she was only 11 when she started this, and she was spending time online, and she saw where people were saying that if you feel dysphoric, you might be a different gender. So you see the effect that things like social media and all that are having on our kids who are already going through so many changes and hormonal imbalances, you know, at that age anyway, and now you have social media, you know, telling them, well, if you feel this way, then you must be a different gender.
Yeah, she goes on to say, you weren't born in the wrong body because that's not possible.
Yeah, from the mouths of babes, right? From the mouths of babes.
You know, we are in an ultimate assault on God. And that's what this whole idea of changing your gender, being able to choose your gender, so-called, is all about. It's about ultimate rebellion. It's Romans chapter 1. It's about ultimate rebellion against God who created you as a unique individual who loves you and gave his son to die in your place, to give you eternal life. The healing doesn't come from plastic surgery and medication. The healing can only come through Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Join us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and marriage in the family, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and all of our staff and family, and support Liberty Counsel with your regular contributions. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.